Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House!
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Donald Trump attorneys are coming out now and they are saying that they would be shocked and basically implying there's no way that Joe Biden didn't know about the raid on his residence. Now, this has been one of the big lies, and the big lie has been that Joe Biden is completely separate from this. This is something that's, I think, impossible to believe, because why would the Attorney General of the United States of America not have a conversation with the president or the White House, giving them a heads up about what's about to happen? This idea that he knew nothing about it, I don't believe it for a moment. It's just not even in my mind possible or plausible that you could raid the house of a former president and not give a heads up to the White House, because if nothing else, you knew there was going to be political fallout or at least pushback. You would want the White House to be aware of this, right? They're on your team. You work, by the way, for the President of the United States of America. And if you are Garland, who works for the President, who personally, as he put it, signed off on this, then wouldn't you think that that dude would look at the President and say, hey, Mr. President, I'm about to allow for the raid of the former President of the United States of America's home, and you might want to know about this so that you guys can prepare for the questions that you're going to be asked. That would be a pretty normal conversation. The other part of this idea that there is not, some sort of coordination here or understanding of what's happening is, let's go back to the White House under Barack Obama. Barack Obama knew they were spying on the Trump campaign. Barack Obama was actually multiple times, from what we understand, given information about the Trump campaign and Russia collusion and Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton. He knew it all, right? He knew all of this. So you want me to believe that we went from that level of knowledge in the highest office in America to then them saying, hey, let's raid the former president's house and let's not tell the White House. And that is the point that Trump's attorneys are making. I want you to take a listen to this conversation that one of Trump's attorneys had with Eric Bolling on Newsmax. Listen to this.
So we're, you know, this big hearing on Thursday, the affidavit, now Trump wants it released with the affidavit. It tells us exactly what the DOJ was looking for. Where do you think it stands? And by the way, what do you think about having Judge Reinhold overseeing this?
Which one do you want me to take there first? As far as unsealing, I think we've made our position clear. The president has made his position very clear. We are excited to see what the basis was when a president is cooperating with the DOJ and the FBI, that they felt the need to come guns a-blazing into his home with a raid. So I would like to see what the basis was when there was cooperating attorneys. As far as Judge Reinhold, I still have this burning question as to why he felt he needed to recuse himself on the case I have against Hillary Clinton and the FBI over a month ago, but then stood in and felt he was absolutely warranted in signing an affidavit to break into his home. I'm struggling to understand how a judge finds himself in conflict on one issue, but not on the other.
Now, do you think the Department, Merrick Garland, Department of Justice, you know, maybe in conjunction with the FBI, do you think they were in contact with Biden's White House when they scheduled this raid on the Trump compound at Mar-a-Lago last week?
I think anybody that does a raid on the former president of the United States, which is completely unfounded, it's never happened before, it should never happen. When somebody goes through that, I would be shocked if the president didn't know. I would hope that the president of our country would know when there's an attack to somebody in such a high regard and so, who's held the office of the presidency.
This goes back to this core idea that you have to, in my opinion, think that every American is a complete incompetent imbecile to buy that this happened. And when it happened, it was totally normal and no one else thought it was abnormal. And this was just a normal course of business. To have a judge who has disparaging comments about Donald Trump on his own Facebook page, to have a judge that represented Jeffrey Epstein's closest allies, his employees, and got them immunity deals, that a guy who cannot stand conservatives, clearly from his comments online, and gave money to Barack Obama not once but twice, to think that this is a normal course of business, they must believe, for them to believe that we would believe this, they must think that we are complete and utter idiots and imbeciles in this country. And that goes for like everyone, right? Not Republicans, but Democrats alike to actually believe this, which is exactly the reason why the Attorney General's approval rating is now down in the 30% range, because the American people are smart. We're not stupid. This new Rasmussen poll goes back to the point that I've been making. Stop acting like the American people are dumb, because we're not dumb. We're actually incredibly smart. Now, before I get into any more of the insanity of these people on the left, I want to tell you real quick about legacy precious metals. You know what's happening with inflation. You know what's happening with people now talking about the idea of recession. You know what's happening with supply chain issues. And you know what's been happening with your retirement account. If you are not diversified with part of your financial strategy involving precious metals, now is the time to call the people that I use and trust, Legacy Precious Metals. You can get the free investor's guide on gold and silver, precious metal investing, and how to diversify your portfolio. We have seen that they want to raise taxes. We are seeing a skyrocketing of our national debt. And if your retirement is in only investments that are directly connected to the market, you need to take a look at Legacy Precious Metals. Call and get the free investor's guide right now from them. 1-866-751-2218. That's 1-866-751-2218. Or online at Legacy PM Investments. That's legacypminvestments.com. 36%, that's it, have a favorable view of the Attorney General Garland, the same guy that Barack Obama wanted to put on the Supreme Court. 42%, of likely voters have an unfavorable view of the Attorney General Merrick Garland, according to a new poll. Now, this is a guy that's elected by no one. Remember that, right? This is a guy elected by no one. The Attorney General Merrick Garland, in a new poll, the figure's up from 39% who said they had an unfavorable opinion of him in an October poll. So it's getting worse. The poll was taken after the FBI raid of Donald Trump's estate. The poll shed light on how voters felt about the attorney general across party lines as well. 36% say they have a favorable impression of Garland. That's up from 30% who viewed him favorably in October. Those are the ones that want Donald Trump to have a horrible life, right? That hate him. That's party line. 22% of Republicans have him a favorable view. Those are the never Trumpers right there, compared to 60% who have an unfavorable opinion of him. 59% of Democrats have a favorable opinion overall of Garland, while 23% of them see him unfavorably. Those are the smart Democrats that realize that this is a threat to the entire country. And 26%, which this matters the most, of independents view him favorably, compared to 48% of independents who have an unfavorable opinion of them, realizing that Garland has gone rogue. Now, 26% of all those polled say he is better than previous attorney generals. That's it, only 26%. 38% say he's worse than those who held the position before him. Now, this survey was conducted August the 11th to the 14th, right after the raid. So if you want to know if the American people are stupid, they're not. They're actually incredibly intelligent. And this is the part that they clearly don't understand when it comes to the media. They are going to continue to treat you like you are an idiot. They're going to continue to treat you like you're stupid. And they're going to continue to slander you. Now, we are seeing now the coordinated effort. It started at first as a kind of, well, this will be a distraction point, right? By saying that anyone that is criticizing the FBI or the DOJ is anti-American and you're a domestic terrorist. But now we're starting to see the media really play this out, almost hoping and wishing for violence so that they can then claim that it's Donald Trump who have taken, and the extremists of his party, they've taken over, and they're a threat to national security. Because if you don't like the DOJ and the FBI and what they just did to Donald Trump, they want anyone, right? They want you to believe that anyone that sides with the president, that's angry about this raid, they want you to believe they're a domestic terrorist. Take a listen to this conversation on CNN, laying all this out today.
Now is CNN counterterrorism analyst and former FBI senior intelligence advisor Phil Mudd. Phil, great to see you. Thanks very much for being with us. You know, there are real consequences when people like that Florida state representative go out there and trash the integrity of the FBI. I know you said the other day that you received one of the most malicious threats that you've ever read, all because of your commentary about this search. And we've seen time and again examples over the last several days of just this, you know, alarming, level of threats and heightened rhetoric in response to that search at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, I think there's a couple things you need to think about. The first would be threats to American citizens who happen to be FBI employees. If you look at what happened in Cincinnati, and you've seen reports today of armed individuals outside the office in Phoenix, this is a numbers game, Jim. If politicians start to encourage people to commit acts of violence against the FBI, even if you say defund the FBI, there's a violent fringe that will say, I want to take action. There might be 0.01% of the fringe who say that means I should commit an act of violence. Man, the FBI is an open organization. I served at both the CIA.
I love this, by the way. You can't even now say defund the FBI, because if you do say defund the FBI, you are now a fringe lunatic that's trying to have America burn, and you're asking for domestic terrorism. You understand this is how, and by the way, this is how communists get power. They tell you their political opponents are a threat, and then they take away all the rights of their political opponents. They tell you that it's a national security issue. They tell you that the other side are terrorists, are domestic terrorists, and so therefore we must crack down on them. That is what they say.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Woo. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
you guys, we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into, right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer. Subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben.
These individuals in the media who are now pushing this story out there and not stopping have a clear game plan for the midterm elections. And this goes back to Liz Cheney, right? Liz Cheney got her brains kicked in. And let's talk about Liz Cheney for a moment. She's a rhino. She's a liberal lefty who's now apparently, after getting beat basically 70-30 in her election, is going to run for president. And she gets the red carpet rolled out for her after she lost, right? She goes on the Today Show, and she's, again, the useful idiot of the Democratic Party. That's what she has become. And she goes on there, and she says nobody should be voting for election deniers. She goes on there and says Trump continues to pose a grave threat to the risk of our republic. And this is the reason why the media will stand behind a Liz Cheney. This is why they want her to run for president. This is why they immediately, after getting her brains beat in, right, by just getting hammered in this election, they immediately say, let's come on the Today Show. We're going to help you launch your presidential run. Tell us why Donald Trump and his supporters are so dangerous, right? We are the Today Show. We don't have the winner on. We have the loser on, because the loser is a useful idiot for us and will sell the narrative, which is Donald Trump and anyone that supports him, or any candidate like Donald Trump, or any candidate that Donald Trump supports, is a danger to our democracy. This is no different than what dictators and tyrants do to literally imprison and silence their political opponents on a regular basis. It's exactly what they're trying to do to Donald Trump right now. They're trying to make it where he can never run for office. Hell, they're trying to put him in prison.
And I'm remembering back to when we had an interview back in May 2021 when you lost your leadership position. I said, they are coming after you. President Trump wants to go to Wyoming and take you on in the primary. And you said, bring it on. Well, they did. And here we are. And you lost. How do you feel about that now? What's your response today?
Well, look, I think, you know, as we've talked about before, I won my primary by 73 percentage points 2 years ago. The path to that same victory would have been very easy. It was clear how that path would go. But that path would have required that I accept, that I embrace, that I perpetuate the big lie. And I've been very clear at every moment since January 6th that there are some things that have got to be above politics, that there's no political office that's more important than the principles that we take an oath to defend. And I believe that Donald Trump continues to pose a very grave threat and risk to our republic. And I think that defeating him is going to require a broad and united front of Republicans, Democrats, and independents. And that's what I intend to be part of.
Back to a moment for your race. We all know the old adage, all politics is local. And
I love that. She's like, and that's what I'm going to dedicate myself to, right? Right. I'm a broad brand. Right. I'm going to unite Republicans and Democrats and independents. And that's what I intend to be a part of. This woman has not united anybody. She's divided the country with this witch hunt on January the 6th, where she's tried to imply that anyone that liked Donald Trump is a domestic terrorist. Even if you immediately came out in real time and were denouncing what was happening on January the 6th. I was one of those. I'm not a part of the people on January the 6th. I was denouncing them in real time, saying, what the hell are these people doing? They're going to tarnish the MAGA movement. They're going to tarnish what we've accomplished. I don't want to be associated with them. And I knew what the media was going to do. I knew that the media was going to weaponize it. I knew the media was going to paint with a broad brush, indicting every conservative, implying that all of us are domestic terrorists, which is what they are now doing with this and with Donald Trump. Right. You criticize the FBI. You're a domestic terrorist. You want to defund the FBI. You can't say defund the FBI, because if you do say defund the FBI, you are inciting violence. And then there's the other play. Liz Cheney said that Donald Trump has betrayed the Republican voters. No, no, no. The Republican voters have had enough of people like you and your dad and the Bushes and the dynasty, right? Liz Cheney also said has launched a anti-Trump organization, saying in the coming weeks we'll be launching an organization to educate the American people about the ongoing threat to our republic and to mobilize and unify efforts to oppose Donald J. Trump. Guess what? She's going to run for president because she's delusional and psychotic.
on our republic.
Well, in point of fact, Republican leader Kevin McCarthy did consider this a referendum on your work on January 6th. Former President Trump last night said it was a complete rebuke of that work. And you have said in the past that you thought the voters of Wyoming fundamentally understood how important that fidelity to the Constitution was. Did you get that wrong? Do people see it differently in the Republican Party?
Look, I think what we've seen, not just in Wyoming, but across the country, is that Donald Trump has betrayed Republican voters. He's lied to them. Those who support him have lied to them. And they're using people's patriotism against them. They're preying on people's patriotism. Kevin McCarthy made his decision a few weeks after January 6th, knowing what he knew about Donald Trump's role in the assault on the Capitol, when he went to Mar-a-Lago and said, we're going to welcome him back into the party. To me, that's indefensible. This is a great, special, exceptional nation, and we need leaders who have reverence for our Constitution, who are faithful to our Constitution, and who are going to do what's required to abide by our oath, no matter whether or not it's politically convenient. Kevin McCarthy certainly does not fit that bill, but I know that there are millions and millions of Americans across this country, again, regardless of their party affiliation, who know that there's something more important than partisan politics, and who know we all have to stand together if we want to defend this republic.
Right, if we want to defend this republic. So let me get this right. Liz Cheney is saying that if you don't agree with her that Donald Trump should never be in office, that you are now against the Republic of the United States of America. You are an enemy of the United States of America, because if you're against the Republic of the United States of America, by definition, by default, you are the enemy of this country. Right. This is the game plan. This is the whole ball game, folks. You're the enemy. You are a terrorist. You are a domestic terrorist. You should be locked up. You should be in solitary confinement, even if you support Donald Trump after and denounce January the 6th. If you say things, I go back to CNN. If you say things that are anti the FBI, even after all their abuse of power, that are factual, where they made fake documents, they altered documents to get a FISA warrants to spy on the former president of the United States of America, Donald Trump, right? Even if you have information like Peter Strzok and Lisa Page saying we're going to keep him out of the White House, right? All of that, you put all that together. And if you put all of that together, every bit of it, and you show it to them, they say, you can't speak against the FBI. If you do, it's un-American. And it's a threat to our national security. I'm worried about violence, and I'm worried about these radicals. You understand, they're actually calling for violence when they say that. Republicans aren't out there calling for violence. We denounce violence. Democrats are the ones, by the way, that didn't denounce actual violence with Black Lives Matter and Antifa, and the taking over entire cities and the burning of police stations, the burning of police cars, the attack on law enforcement. They're the party of violence and destruction. What do we want? Dead cops. When do we want them now? They gave money and supported the Black Lives Matter movement when they were chanting that. When Black Lives Matter was chanting death to America, the same thing that the Ayatollah chants in Iran, they were saying, give them more money. When they were torching cities based on lies like hands up, don't shoot. That was their lie. Hands up, don't shoot, which never happened. They said it over and over again. It was a fact. If you denounce that, then you're anti-American. Oh, but if you defend Kyle Rittenhouse, right, who used a gun to protect and defend himself. Oh, no, no. He deserves to die. He deserves to be in prison. He deserves the death penalty. We will 100% convict him before he's ever had a day in court. And then when he's found innocent, they still attack him. Because this is what these psychos do. They tell you that what you believe in is something that is not palatable in America. They tell you that what you believe in is something that is anti-American and un-American. Let's go back to Philip Mudd at CNN. Listen to what he has to say about Americans and what he thinks of Americans that just disagree with him, that don't believe that the FBI is unpartisan, right? Because we can see with our own eyes.
To commit acts of violence against the FBI, even if you say defund the FBI, there's a violent fringe that will say, I want to take action. There might be.
Right. So this is a dog whistle. You hear what they're saying? They're saying it's a dog whistle to say defund the FBI. It's a dog whistle. And if you say defund the FBI, you are dog whistling violence at the highest level. And it's at the worst level. And you're advocating for terrorists to go blow up buildings. And if anybody does it, they're going to say, see, we told you so. Donald Trump supporters, that's who did it. It's Donald Trump's people, that's who did it. Right? And if you ask the question, what is the FBI hiding? What is the DOJ hiding? Nope, you're a domestic terrorist because you're trying to turn America into a war zone. So therefore, we must silence our political opponents.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We didn't either when we were watching this.
That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh, my God.
You were both so good on the show. And we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into it. Right. As you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood, And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's C-H-O-Q.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer. Subscriptions cancelable anytime. C-H-O-Q.com. Promo code Ben.
Let me just let you hear again more of where CNN goes with this conversation, saying that, and they're predicting at CNN that there's going to be another catastrophic event like 9/11. That's where they go with this conversation. They're predicting the violence so they can blame conservatives for it, and they can say it's Donald Trump's fault because Donald Trump mentioned, or other conservatives have mentioned, defunding the FBI, which they say is basically a declaration of war.
0.01% of the fringe who say that means I should commit an act of violence. Man, the FBI is an open organization. I served at both the CIA and the FBI. The CIA was closed. The FBI is open. Those offices are public facilities. Those offices interact with the public. If 0.01% of the population says I need to commit an act of violence, those people, the FBI employees, are under threat. Let me close with one other issue on defunding. If you think that state and local police can follow the Iranians, follow the Chinese, follow the Russians, follow one of the most horrific things in America, that is cyber pornography against infants. If you think they can follow white collar crime, if you think they can follow mortgage fraud, that is not a state and local problem. You may object to what happened in Mar-a-Lago, but if you say defund the FBI, let your kid be abused by an adult.
I love the comparison here, right? You've got to keep the FBI because if you don't, there's going to be sexual crimes committed against children, and that is what you're defunding. All right, well, let's be clear to this psycho mud over there at CNN, right? Who, by the way, used to be at the FBI. So, of course, this is what you get at the FBI now, right? The highest levels in D.C., these are the people that are running it. You can understand why we have such problems right now. Right, you can clearly understand why we have such major problems. If I say defund the FBI, I didn't say that I don't want the FBI. Okay, that's not what I said. Right, I didn't say I think the FBI should be abolished forever. Amen. It's not what I said. What I did say was we should defund them and totally redo the FBI. Right, there should be some sort of accountability at the FBI. That's what I did say. Right, I didn't say that we should have nothing at the FBI. I didn't say that we shouldn't have law enforcement out there. Right, that's not what I said. But they're now equating that if you disagree with them on the FBI, that you are now wanting kids to be sexually abused and sexually assaulted. These people are pure evil. And then they say if you even question the FBI, you're wanting there to be a 9/11 style, January 6th style, Oklahoma City bombing style, which is not what any of us are calling for. And listen to where they go in the conversation. It gets even better.
That's what the FBI does. Good luck, Jim.
Yeah. No, it doesn't add up. It's not a realistic proposal. And it seems to be made when Donald Trump gets himself into hot water. That's when they want to go after federal law enforcement. And speaking of which, we know that the unredacted search warrant.
By the way, when did Donald Trump get into hot water? Right? They say it seems when Donald Trump gets into hot water. Okay, so are you counting the Russian collusion story when he was not in hot water, but you guys made up lies about him? Is that what you're referring to as hot water? When was Donald Trump in hot water? Tell me this. I want to know. Back it up with the facts. When was he in hot water? When are they in hot water? When was all this hot water happening? Somebody tell me when this happened. I want to know. Right? Because like, well, when Donald Trump's in hot water, that's when things get bad for him. And that's when he attacks law enforcement. He has attacked law enforcement when they've abused their power to come after him for crimes he didn't commit. And he's been right every time. He's batting 1,000. And the intelligence community is batting 0.
Warrant was leaked, meaning the names of these agents who are involved are out there. What are you hearing from your former colleagues that, you know, when they conduct a search like this, you know, this gets leaked and the agents' names and so on, it gets doxed.
So let me step you through what happens. You've got to go home to your spouse or your girlfriend and your children. And you tell them my name is leaked and people who might want to commit an act of violence might come to our home. You've got to go to your workplace and say, should we stay at home? And our kids are going back to school. It's August. Kids are going back to school. What do I do? Will you provide me with security? Will the government provide security? How long will they provide it for? It's not just about people who want to commit an act of violence against an FBI agent. I would ask them to consider, do you want to walk home to your family and your spouse and say, look over your shoulder when you go to the grocery store and ensure that you don't answer the door? It's that simple, Jim. It's that simple.
All right. Let me be clear about this, okay? The majority of people I know did not like the outing of the FBI agents that were involved in the raid. I do want to know the top people, and I want to know what the warrant says, but I don't want these people's lives to be at risk. And that's why I haven't said their names, haven't talked about them. But doxing is, again, you can't put all the blame on Donald Trump for this. Donald Trump didn't release it, by the way, just to be clear, right? They're implying that he did, but they're not even saying that. Why not have some accountability for those that made the decision to raid the home of a former president? If you want to talk about putting people's lives at risk, then you need to talk about the judge and put some blame on that guy, right? Like, the judge should have thought about this and said, dude, I don't want to look, let's do this in the normal way. Let's not go on a fishing exploration. Let's not tear up his house and grab everything we get our hands on, trying to find something to commit, you know, and charge the president with some crime, right, out of thin air, which is what they're obviously trying to do so he can't run for president. The judge should have been like, I'm not going to put FBI agents' names at risk. This is going to be too big, and somebody's going to get the list of who was there, and someone's going to release it. Like, he should have had enough forethought to know that was a real possibility, right? He should have said, hey, I don't want to put FBI agents in this scenario where they're instructed to go raid the house of a former president. This doesn't end well for anybody involved. Right? Some of these FBI agents, quote, are just doing their job. They have families, right? They don't want to lose their job. They're told to go raid somebody. They're supposed to do their job, right? That's one thing. Others have said, well, they should have resigned immediately and refused to go. They should have said, no, I didn't sign up to raid a former president's house for no reason. No, I'm not doing this. But a judge, the same judge, who has put disparaging comments about Donald Trump online, who's given money to Barack Obama and defended Jeffrey Epstein's employees and got them immunity deals. Maybe he should have thought about this and realized this was a screwed up plan from the beginning that would not end well for those that were in law enforcement who are actually doing the search. But they will never bring that up. No, they'll blame Donald Trump and Donald Trump supporters for this information coming out. And then they use these ridiculous emotional appeals. Well, if you want to abolish the FBI, you're advocating for children to be raped because the FBI will stop investigating that. And again, everybody that said they want to defund the FBI has not said we don't need law enforcement. They said that we have a broken FBI that we can't trust and we need to start all over. Right? No one said get rid of law enforcement. We're the party of law and order. You guys are the party of anarchy. You guys are the opposite of that. You're the party that is completely opposite of law and order. Never, ever, 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 ever forget that. And they'll sit there on TV and they'll tell you, well, you just don't understand how bad this is. You don't understand how god-awful this is. You don't understand what you're advocating for in the Republican Party. They are terrorists and they're going to commit another 9/11. That's what they're saying. Right. This is all the blame is on the Republicans, no matter what. We abuse the law and we will flip it and we will tell you that this is a domestic terrorism issue. That's what we will do every time we get the opportunity, and we'll never quit and we'll never stop and we'll never say that we were wrong and we'll never say that we abuse power. And then when you question us, we'll say you want children to be raped.
Yeah. And the motive here is intimidation. They want to intimidate people in law enforcement because of the nature of the work that they're doing.
I love this, right? No, you want to talk about intimidation. That's what the Democratic Party is doing, weaponizing the DOJ and the FBI. They're wanting to intimidate every good law-abiding citizen that you don't screw with us and you better let us do whatever we want to do. And if we don't, we will come for you. The same thing with a repairman that had the Hunter Biden laptop and the FBI, he says one of the FBI agents threatened him, right? Threatened him. You don't do what we tell you to do. You don't shut up. You don't leave my name out of it. Oh, I'll come for you. Right? You want to talk about threatening people? It is literally the FBI and the DOJ that's been threatening people. If you work for Trump, you're on our list. Right? If you help Trump, you're on our list. If you do anything with Trump, you're on our list. We will come for you. We will silence you. We will destroy your life. And we will make sure that you regret the day that you ever worked with the President of the United States of America. We will come after Peter Navarro. We told his story. And if you missed it, go back in our podcast. Listen to Peter Navarro. You want to know what it's like to be raided by the FBI after you work for your government? He can tell that story because it just happened to him. It is clear the game plan here. The Democrats are no longer willing to debate or talk or discuss policy. Right? That's clear. Okay, they are no longer willing to discuss or debate or have a conversation on policy. What they are going to do now is weaponize our government and tell you that this side of the aisle, the Republican side of the aisle, are terrorists. Domestic terrorists, they deserve to be locked up, and they certainly deserve to be silenced. This is going after political opponents, just like Donald Trump. They're going after Donald Trump, except this time you're now the new target. You say you don't like the FBI, you're a terrorist. You say you want to defund the FBI, you're a terrorist. You say you're sick and tired of what's happening in this country with raids on the former president, you're a terrorist. Forget being called a man. I miss the days when we were just racist, right? For every reason. You wake up in the morning, you're Republican, you're racist, right? That was their last line. They've now moved on to domestic terrorism. Same thing they did with the parents. You go to a school board meeting and talk about your kids in your kid's school where your kid attends, you're a domestic terrorist. We're labeling you a domestic terrorist. And they're not going to stop, by the way. This is why you have to actually go to war with them. And when I say it, I'm talking about politically. Right? We have to go to war with them. We have no choice. We have to beat them in the elections coming up. We have no choice. If we don't, they will definitely come after us. And literally, they're telling you, they will lock you up for your thoughts that disagree with their thoughts politically. All right. Lastly, please make sure you like our podcast. Give a 5-star review. Hit that subscribe or auto download button so that you can get this show every single day. Please tell your friends about it and write us a review. It helps us tremendously reach a new audience. Thank you guys for your support, and we'll keep doing the good work for you. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have
have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.